Well, Central Ohio, we have a special one today. Welcome to the City League Sports Show. Here joining me in the Legacy Lounge, we got some North Division Lady Hoopers, right? Some outstanding lady basketball players. Joining me is Kendi Houston from Centennial. Say hello to everybody.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all? Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the sophomore in the room. How old are you, young lady?
15.
15. Oh, you're a baby. Okay. And then from East High School, joining me is Kalia Barn.
Baron.
Get me right. keep me in tune. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Elder statesman in the house. You a senior, right?
Yes, I'm a
senior. So we got a sophomore. We got a senior. Everybody out there, you know, I'm Dr. Vince Clarence. I'm the host of the show. Let's get into this, right? So I'm going to start just before we even get into either one of your background, because I read some notes on you. You all are like hoopers. Y'all are like lifelong hoopers. Y'all been playing rec league, and we're going to get into that fun stuff. But just starting off right now, we're going to start off with you, the senior. You get to go first here today. So tell me about it. All 4 years at East High School?
Yes, all 4 years.
Okay, all 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And hooped all 4 years?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what was the pause for? Was you about to take a year out?
I was about to say, I've been playing basketball since forever.
Since forever?
Yes.
You a hooper?
All 4 years at East, yes.
You a hooper?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, bouncing over here, young one in the room, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, so 2 years Centennial. Where'd you go middle school at?
I went to middle school at Columbus Collegiate Academy.
Okay. Did you play for them?
Yes,
did they have a team? Okay, so then now here you are, your Centennial last 2 years, East High School all 4 years. So let's get into some of this good stuff now. We're going to start with some background. Over here, Kalia.
Mm-hmm.
Say you've been hooping your whole life. I saw in your production notes, you used to be growing up. You a Sullivan Rec Center kid? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Come on, tell me a little bit about that, because Westside has good basketball.
Yeah, so I grew up on the Westside. I was the only girl that would go to, like, the Rec Center and play basketball.
Yeah.
So I was always growing up playing against, like, boys and stuff. So
Who was over at Sullivan? Do you remember any of the rec leaders' names?
I had a his name was Mr. T.
Mr. T. Brown?
Yeah. No.
Not T. Brown. I was about to get real excited if it was T. Brown. T. Brown was at my rec center when I was a kid. And we give shout-outs on this show. So, T. Brown, if you're out there listening, you know I got love for you. But somebody else, Mr. T.
Yeah.
How you know it's not my T. Brown? Was he old?
No. He was a
young dude?
Young dude, yeah.
Could he hoop?
No.
Oh, well, my T. Brown could hoop. So, I don't know. So, Mr. T. So, that was the guy running Sullivan when you was a kid. And you was out there mixing it up with the boys?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you? Tell me about that experience just as a young lady. Did you feel like, oh, man, I got to play with the boys? Or like, come on, let's get it. I'm going to go hoop against the boys.
They'll always try to, like, stereotype me. Like, they always say, like, you're a girl, you can't really play. But I had to show them out for real.
Okay.
I was, like, one of the best kids in the rec center.
So let's lace up and get after it.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And we'll get into some of your success later on, you know, at East High School and your current success. So, Kendi, I'm going to come over here to you. You're a rec center kid also, right?
Yes, sir.
And you tell me, so you're a Howard rec center kid?
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about what's your experience like growing up? Because, hey, look, I got love for the rec centers. I'm a rec center kid. Right, I grew up Barnett and Far East on the east side, and I can name all my people that was running around, Kevin and T and all of them that was helping us out when we was young folks. But tell me about your time at Howard then.
I would say Howard, it was a good time at Howard, like growing up the basketball leagues and stuff like
that. Do you know who Howard is named after? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Bruce Howard.
Do you know about Bruce Howard?
I know a little bit about him.
You need to ask some people about Bruce Howard, right? If you grew up in Bruce Howard, like if that's a part of your journey, ask someone to sit you down and tell you a little bit about Bruce Howard, because he was a dedicated basketball part of our city's legacy. You know what I mean? And so if that's where you grew up at, just bend somebody's ear one day and say, hey, tell me about Bruce Howard. But go ahead. So you over there hooping at Howard Rec and what's going on? That's northeast side of the city.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Exactly. Howard Rec, it was really good growing up. We, like, it was, like, three girls it wasn't that much girls. It was, like, a lot of boys. So, definitely, like, growing up playing against, like, mostly boys, it was good. The only bad thing was when you start hooping on boys, they get mad.
And they just start, get a little hurt,
they just start tackling you. So, I had to stop. My dad made me stop playing.
Young man, if you out there getting your head busted by a young lady,
just take it.
Gracefully walk off the court. We don't need you tackling anybody out there. Yeah, but, so, true. I'm going to stay with you, Kendi. But you come from a basketball family, though.
Of course.
Right? So, tell me about, I mean, from what I understand, your dad was a hooper, your brother's a hooper, your sister's a hooper, your other sister's a hooper. Like, so tell me about that being, are you the youngest?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about growing up in a basketball house.
It was nice. Like, just being able to wake up for AAU games with my older sister, just going to the AAU games, going out of town, then watching my brother play, just watching everybody play. I was like, this is something I want to do. Like, I love watching basketball. Yeah. I love doing basketball. Like, I want to go out there with them. But I'm just watching. I'm like, put me in the game.
Put me in the game. I'm about to put you in the game right now. I'm about to put you on the spot. If right now there was a Houston family one-on-one competition, all five of you, dad, brother, older sister, current sister at Centennial with you and you, who's winning that?
Who's winning that?
Who's coming out on top?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
that's
come
a good
on, you
question.
Don't get the high from that. Who's coming out on top on that one?
I think I'm gonna have to give it to my dad.
Oh, what?
I don't know. Hold on. No. I'm gonna have to give it to my brother.
Your brother is coming out on top. You not winning that? I'm putting a little heat on you. Come on, hey, Houston family. Y'all see what's going on here. So you giving it to your brother?
I'm going to give it to my brother.
Give it to your brother. Okay, I got you.
I'm going to give him a fight for it, though. Definitely.
You going to give him a fight for it? So on a game to five, what's the score? So does it come down to you and your... Because you know older sister is going to have something to say when she hears about this. But so you saying the final two, the championship, the Houston family championship is you and your brother.
Think so.
What's the final score? Games only go to five.
Game only go to five. I'm going to have to say 4-5 because I can just see him getting a little layup, just bodying me to the basket.
Okay. But can he guard you?
No.
Can't guard you. I love it. So we'll circle back to that. So, Kalia, tell me, when I was reading, your basketball journey is kind of just your own, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, how do you find basketball? How did basketball find you?
I would say my dad introduced me to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I always was used to play with him when I was younger. And then I grew to like it in middle school, and that's when I knew I wanted to continue playing.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So you played at Starling Middle School.
Yes.
But you fell in love with the game at Starling. Is that when you did something happen? Did you know you were good, or what makes you? Because typically, I think, like, people fall in love with something. They have a moment, maybe, or maybe they're having success. Do you remember what it maybe was? Or maybe a good coach? Good coaches can help you sometimes fall in love with it.
I say my coach, Mr. Fleming, he helped me fall in love with it more.
At middle school?
No, high school.
Oh, at high school?
Yeah.
So even then, so middle school, the bug caught you.
Yes.
You got to high school, and your head coach even, then all of a sudden, now, hey, look, you can do something with this game.
Yes.
Kudos to coaches, right? Coaches sometimes don't get
Shout
enough love out here. Kudos to coaches. So now we're going to stay over here. 4 years in, you scored a bunch of points. Like, you know, in the terms of basketball, we would say you got game, right? Is that how it works?
You got game.
Right? So, 1,000-point score.
Mm-hmm.
Goals, when you look at them, like, you know, you go through this. At what point do you start to say to yourself in high school, hey, I'm pretty good. I might score 1,000 points in high school. I might be able to do something special. At what point does that kind of click, or does it ever click for you? Do you know that? Do you know you got game right now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, of course you do.
Of course.
Okay. So tell me, where does that come from, though? Is it just based off of the success that you're having, or where does that come from, maybe?
I guess you can say the success, and I guess you can say, like, peers and family members, like, having a positive role model, being a positive role model in your life.
Yeah.
I guess, like, words of encouragement, like, that paved my way.
Okay.
Here.
And so you're saying dad put the basketball and said, hey, look, let's start on this journey. And then before you know it, here you are, 10, 12, 13, 14 years later, and you're still hooping.
Yes, sir.
Okay. For you, have you set any personal goals for yourself in the game of basketball, or is it just I'm out here just getting it in?
I really want to, like, go play college ball.
Okay.
Anywhere, like, I can get, like, a scholarship. Anywhere I'm willing to go. I really want to go to, like, a HBCU.
Okay.
And hoop. So as of right now, I'm still, like, kind of deciding.
Are there some schools on your radar?
I really, like, growing up, I really wanted to go to OSU.
Okay.
But, like, realistically,
But I'm talking about you named some named HBCUs. Is there a school that's in your mind?
Kentucky State and what's that one school? Jackson State University.
Okay. Yeah. So let me share this. I'm gonna give you and your coach a homework assignment because the season is winding down and June will be here before you know it, right? I don't know when this episode will particularly air, but June will be here before you know it. So the homework assignment and keep on your coach. Make him deliver, right? So this is where he has to come up with the assist. But if you're a 1,000-point scorer in high school and you hoop and you love the game, there's a spot for you someplace out there, right? So in turn, you all need to be making some decisions and having some thoughts in your mind. And then also lean on your support team. Lean on dad, mom, who's ever in your family and say, hey, look, we got to start to think about this a little bit, because the biggest mistake that I see for a lot of young people is you wait till the last minute. And you can't wait till the last minute because schools are making decisions and I want you to make your decision, right? Because I've heard that you can play. I heard you can hoop, right? I've seen you a couple of times and I saw you hoop, but I want you to be able to close that circle. If you have that as a dream and as a goal, you got to come full circle with it, right?
Yes, sir.
So, Kennedy, I'm coming back over here to you. You're not off the hook yet with the Houston household. I just want you to know that, right? But we're not going to stay there. Tell me a little bit about, from what I understand, your older brother's on the coaching staff.
Yes, sir.
You got a sister that's on the team. Does life at Centennial for you as a basketball player, does it just kind of feel like family? Or tell me about the Centennial basketball experience.
That's a great question. How do I explain it? Centennial, like, coming in as a freshman, it was like, it was just open arms. Like, I knew, like, this is going to be a good team. Like, it just felt like families. Like, it didn't feel like teammates. It felt like sisters. Like, when I first came in, it was like a lot of people were just opening. Like, the school in general was just, like, opening. Then the coaching staff was just opening. It just felt like family. It's definitely a nice, like, set of girls, a nice bond. We just fit. Like, we all click.
Yeah. So share with me. Give me a typical. Give the listeners a typical Centennial practice. Are y'all in there getting after it?
There's no friends in there. It's no friends. It's none of that. It's just straight battle. Like, I'm gonna make you better today. You're gonna get better.
Oh, hey, look. We don't have many athletes like this anymore out here, right? I love that because I share with young people all the time. You come into practice and part of it has to be helping each other get better that day, right? So if I don't bring my best and challenge you and you don't bring your best and challenge me, neither one of us get a chance to grow and get better. And then we go and play an opposing team who might be outworking us or might have a different skill set than what we have. And then before we know it, now we out here losing in this competitive nature because we didn't prepare ourselves. So you all get after it in practice a little bit. So is there music playing or is practice loose? You're in a safe space. You can't get in any trouble. Is music playing or is it?
Is no music playing.
At no point does any music get to play at all?
It depends on what type of day our coaching staff in. Like, it might be like low music or we're like having like team stretch in the start. But like once it gets to like drills and stuff like that, we like usually turn
lock it in a little bit. Yes. Okay. So tell me about the East High School. Let our listeners hear, what's the East High School practice like?
So we come in, you know, we get ready. Girls take a long time in the locker room. So
do they?
Yeah, we got to be out at the circle at 2:45. We run our stretches, our warm-ups.
You a captain?
Yes, I am one of the captains. It's okay. Me and this other senior.
What's
named,
the others? You can give her a name.
Leo Inman.
Okay, she can get love on the show. Okay, so you and Leo are the captains. Y'all leading stretches and whatnot? Is that what's
Yes, she normally leads the stretches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you quiet?
I'm more of the quiet type.
A little bit more reserved.
Yes, but I'm still there, like, if they need help.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your career high in basketball?
42.
Ugh.
I hit that on my 1,000 points game against 42. Mifflin.
I never scored in the 40s when I was in high school. Just thought I would share that. Okay, so we back to practice. Okay, so practice gets going 2:45. Is it lock-in time? Is it a good series of practice?
Yes.
Go ahead, you share what you want to share about practice. The floor is yours. This isn't a trick question. I'm sorry. I'm throwing a lot at you. I didn't mean to.
No, you're good. So we stretch and then we do our warm ups and then we like look over films. Like if we have a game another day, we look over films and see
film work going on.
Yes, and we see like what we got to do against our opposing teams to prepare us for the next games. And then we ended off with free throws, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Are you a good free throw shooter?
Not at all. Not at all. That's something I got to work on.
Let's get to the line. Are you a good free throw shooter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, you got to get to the line. So right now you're playing what for the team? Are you a 3-4?
Right now.
2-3? What are you playing? What position are you playing?
Right now, I am a point guard.
Oh, you playing the one?
Yes, I am playing the one, but I play any position, like anywhere around the court.
So let me share this with you. For anyone that ever comes around me in basketball, if you go ask my son or anybody else that I ever talk to, here's a quote I say all the time. Good guards make free throws.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ain't there, you need to get there.
Oh, yeah. Right? Get there.
Good guards make free throws because a guard is supposed to be the one when, let's say, there's a technical foul or something by the other team and somebody got to go walk to the line. They just point to you automatically. Hey, look, boom, go to the line. You got to be able to go to the line and step up and make a shot. And when the game is coming down to the end, a good guard is the one you want to have the ball because if they take a shot, they get fouled. You want them to be able to go to the line and make a free throw. Good guards make free throws. That's what kept me on the court when I was a kid. You know, when I was young, coach, end of the game. Hey, look, we're going to get the ball to him because he knows if I get fouled, I'm going to the line and making both of mine. Right. You put us in the bonus. Sure. You better not foul me because one thing I could do, I can dribble. And if you down and you foul me. Now we just walk into the other end of the court, and I'm just sitting there making free throws all night long, right? So
yes,
good
sir.
Guards make free throws. But so staying in the realm of basketball here, North Division, you all then, obviously you all, your teams play against each other, right?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
So you've seen each other the last couple of years. I'm going to put you both on the spot. I'm going to start with you, sophomore, young one here, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me something good about Kalia's game.
Kalia's game, you could just see, like, she's a very confident player, and she's just, like, she seems like the type. She's just a good teammate to be around. I've actually played with her. She's very powerful with the ball. Like, around the rim, it's unstoppable. The rebounds.
Y'all played on the same team?
Yes,
like,
sir.
AAU or
yes,
something
sir.
Like that?
Sir.
Okay.
Like, every board, like, that ball go up, she gonna get it. And it's, like, from start to finish. Like, it's never stopping. It's just hustle.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
playing with players like that. Like,
okay.
Like, you love having teammates like her.
Tell me something good about her game.
I like how, like...
put you on the spot. You can't give up the game plan, but you got to say a little something, right? Tell me something good about
her
game.
She's a good player, like, defensively and offensively. She's able to penetrate to the basket well. She's able to, like, dribble
get
past
to the
her.
Cup. You can get to the cup.
Yeah, she's able to, like, get past her offender as well. And I like how strong she is. Going up to the basket. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
No, you're allowed to be a little nervous. I share it with you. Once we get going, it can get a little unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can get going. We have a little bit of fun.
She's a great leader, too. Like, she uplifts her teammates and stuff on and off the court.
Yeah, I've seen her out there a couple of times. She likes to talk out there, out there leading the flow a little bit sometimes, which is good. And I say that jokingly with you, right? You have to be a vocal guard because you're kind of the quarterback of the team, you know. And you got to kind of get people in position. You got to lead. You got to lead the team in that fashion. So those are good. Those are both good. I just was curious as to what you all might say, because obviously your teams play against each other in the City League North Division. I'm going to come back to you. So, Kalia, you can't give me the 42 game. Give me you're a senior now, so you got lots of memories. But give me a good memory or something that you think about as a fun memory from your times playing at East High School. Just something you look back on and you go, oh, man, that's a nice memory. I'm going to give y'all one of mine then while you think about
okay.
it. Okay. When I was in high school, I set Walnut Ridge High School's, at the time, single assist record for 19 assists in one game. And so when I look back on it, that was a pretty fine memory, right? Had a pretty good time in that game. And so those are the types of moments, because I didn't score like you. When I was a kid, point guards didn't get to do a lot of scoring, right? You had to pass the ball. You had to play defense. You had to kind of facilitate. So we didn't have a lot of opportunities. So I definitely didn't score 42, right? But I took that one away from you on purpose, because that was going to be your easy go-to to say, yeah, when I scored 42. So now coming back to you, is there something that stands out? Was there a time maybe the team beat it, won a game, or something that, you know, might have happened that you remember?
I would say probably my junior year, when we played our rivals, Linden, and we had won. We was kind of on a losing streak, and we won. So I guess that's like one of our.
Hey, that's certainly when you, if you're coming off a couple of games where you've had a loss, and then you're playing kind of that crosstown rivalry game, where it's a team where you know that the community and the team and everybody gets a little pumped up. And to win those games are important, right? I had a guest on the show. I don't know if his episode has aired or not, but a guy named Lamont Barnes. He played at Eastmore when I was in high school. We never beat Eastmore. But the records obviously show it, right? I couldn't hide it, but we never beat Eastmore when I was a kid. I would have loved to have beat them during my final 2 years, you know, when I was starting and I was a starter. Now, when I was younger, We got to win, but that don't count if I wasn't playing enough, right? That don't count in my book. So what about you, Kenny? Give me, you got 2 years in, really a year and a half, almost, you know, this season is kind of winding down your second year. Give me a memory that kind of stands out to you, if there is one.
A memory that stands out to me is actually very recent. I would definitely say our game against Guyana. We just beat Guyana. I had 42.2.
Oh, so we're just handing out 42s out here, right? Is that what's going on? So recently, in the game here this season, you went for 42.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let me share this. You know, even in my life, and I know people who know basketball, that's a lot of buckets if you score something in the 40s. I'm just sharing that. But that means you all can go. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what the score was of those games when y'all was playing, but if it was lopsided, I'm going to tell y'all's coaches, take y'all out the game before y'all get 40 again. Get y'all out the game if y'all beating up on somebody. So let's stay with it here. So, Kalia, I understand you're a Fort Hays art student.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. So give me a little bit about this other stuff that you like and what's going on there.
So at first I signed up to be in theater class. So I was in there for like a year or so, and then I got
on the stage. You want to be out on the stage?
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. And then I got switched over to music performance. That's also something I'm very like, what's the word?
Interested in, passionate about.
Yes, yeah. And because I'm in a marching band at East High School as well.
So you play an instrument then?
Yes, I play baritone.
Baritone. Yes. Which one is that?
It's like a bass instrument.
Okay.
Yeah, You could call it, it's like bigger than like a trumpet, but like
bigger than a trumpet. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
No. You explained it well just now, right? So and then at school, you're also playing an instrument at Fort Hays?
I am learning the drum set as of now.
Okay. So okay.
Yeah.
Get down a little bit on the drum. Mm-hmm. So now, Kennedy, I was reading that this is maybe the year you're going to try track. Is that what you put in your profile?
Yes, sir.
You gonna get down? Have you ever ran track before?
Not on an organized track team. I remember like when I was younger, people like thought I was just fast on the court, so I got called for like a shack meet out of nowhere one day. Like I didn't even have cleats or none of that. I just went in some basketball shoes.
Yeah.
So I think it's something, I'm gonna try track this season.
Okay. So let me share this as a basketball person. Don't get discouraged. And here's what I mean by that, okay? And I say this specifically for you right now. In basketball, there's a big difference in being quick and being fast.
Definitely.
Okay? I was very quick as a basketball guard. You know, I can laterally get from here to there much quicker than anybody else. Right? That's what, like I said, that's what kept me on the court. You try to throw a weak bounce pass into the post, I'm going to get that all day long, right? Because I can make it from the three-point line to the block faster than the ball can get there. I've been doing that my whole life. But if you ask me to stand in a line with eight other people and just see who can run the fastest 100 meters, I might get dusted by all eight of them, right? Because I'm not fast. I was never fast. So I share with you, don't be discouraged. If you're a hooper, use track to just be able to help maintain you. You know what I mean? And it's going to strengthen and improve in some muscles and some parts of your body that you've never had to use before, right? Because I see many kids who go out into track, who have had success in other arenas, football players. They say, oh, man, I'm the fastest running back on the field. And then you put them on a track meet, and they get dusted off, right? And then all of a sudden, they're discouraged. So I just shared with you as a piece of advice or recommendation, don't get discouraged when you get out there and you go, oh, man, we just lined up in the 200, and I came in dead last. That's going to happen sometimes, right? Because track is a different monster. And you would think it's simple. You would think it is just everybody line up and go. But there's technique and there's a lot of things that kids that have been doing it for a long time. So think of if somebody walked into the gym and never played basketball before, they going to have success against you all?
No, sir.
Not at all, right? Because they don't have your background. So that's the same with a track kid. Some of those track kids have been running since they was 4 years old. We got some track episodes. Go listen to some of them. They say, I've been running since I was four. Wow. So they've learned the processes. Just like you learned basketball, they've learned track and field. Mm-hmm. So I hear you. So you got some other interests. You got arts in your world. Mm-hmm. You're in the band. I mean, you might be able to go to HBCU. You know, they're known for having phenomenal bands and just the energy, the hype and those things. You can do a little bit of band. You can do a little bit of basketball. Over here, you're going to try track for the first year. So overall, you all are just like it sounds, just really well-rounded young people who love the game. So I'm going to ask both of you, what's your favorite part about the game? What's your favorite part about basketball?
There's a lot I love about basketball, but I definitely gotta say my favorite part about basketball is like when you join a team, you just meet new people. Like the bonds you grow from basketball is like bonds that you thought you would never need before. Like you would just think you'd be like, I would never know this person.
Right.
And it's like, what do I do without this person now?
Certainly.
So it's just like the bonds that you grow from basketball, it definitely grows like a lot of family bonds and stuff like that. You rely on these people.
Okay. What about you?
I definitely would say the same thing. The bonds, I guess the new experiences like traveling, adventures, it's like, and it can teach you like a lot of valuable lessons in life.
100% it can.
Definitely.
The game can teach you a whole, you know, that is true for many sports. But I think basketball certainly is right up there with being able to teach you a lot of life lessons, time management. Being able to give your all, you're going to have some defeat, right? Like basketball isn't a sport just due to the number of games where you're going to run off and go undefeated, right? Like that's extremely rare, right? So somewhere along the line, you're going to lose one of them, and even then, you have to learn from that, right? So there's a lot to be learned from the game. I'm going to circle back now to rec centers, childhoods for a moment, and I got to ask this question. At Sullivan and Howard, was there some ping pong going on in these rec centers?
It was definitely some ping pong going on.
Are either one of y'all any good at ping pong?
I was never good. I was good at air hockey. Yeah. I was a beast at that. But I used to always lose. I used to hit it too hard and it hit the wall.
So what years would have you been at Howard? 2006?
No, I wasn't 2000. It would be like,
you're old. You're
young. Yeah, I was born in 2009. It would be like.
You 2011. What year was you born?
2009.
You was born in 2009?
I'm 09.
So you was in the rec center at 2015.
Yes, sir. Like around there.
2017. Okay. What years were you over there at Sullivan? What year were you born?
Man, I was born in 2007.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Okay. So you was at the rec center 2012, 2011, 13. Okay. I don't know who was at the rec centers during that time period. But if y'all are out there and y'all still around someplace, y'all need to get some ping pong tables for my. And let me. Here's specifically why. And I like the air hockey, so I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of grace on that, right? But air hockey doesn't require from basketball the one thing that ping. No, we're not just that. See, because in ping pong, if you're playing it really like I'm a vicious ping pong player, but ping pong requires you. Basketball, you got to move a little bit, right? And ping pong, so you got to be able to hit it here. You got to be able to get that right? So that hand-eye coordination, all that's going on. You got to be able to move laterally a little bit. In air hockey, you just stand in one spot. You don't got to move around too much, right? Because the puck ain't flying up off the ping pong table. So I need y'all to get these ping pong tables going in the rec centers because when I was growing up, I mean, it might have been like 5 ping pong tables. Lined up. We used to just have ping pong tournaments all day long. That's all you did. You know, you ping pong, basketball, until they made you go do something else. Right?
Yeah.
I get it. So look, hey, you all have been great to have on the show. I share it with you, a half an hour goes by really quick. That's all the time we have today on WCBE 90.5 FM. To hear the full show, you can find the City League Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you prefer to listen to your favorite podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at City League Sports 614. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vince Clarno, and thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Raghav Raj. I'm the student intern here at 90.5 WCBE. Did you know that you can tune into this show on WCBE's new app? Whether you're on the go or staying home, the WCBE app lets you listen to our programming online anytime. For local music, community news, and original podcasts, find WCBE on the App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Central Ohio musicians, the 2025 NPR Tiny Desk Contest is on. Send NPR Music a video of you or your band playing an original song at the desk of your choice, and you could perform at the Tiny Desk at NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters and embark on a national tour with NPR Music and NPR member stations. The deadline for entries is February 10th. Contest rules and details for the 2025 Tiny Desk Contest are at WCBE.org. Good luck!